Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Tyler Childers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Daddy, I've been trying, I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, they bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep your nose on the grindstone. Back before birthdays were something she dreads. Back before children had settled her friends. Back when the radio spoke to her heart. Oh, girls, they wanna have fun. I lay here awake and I laugh at her jokes. She is referencing movies I'm too young to know. And I'm letting her lead as we dance in the dark. Oh girl, I'm falling in love. Oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. I've played my guitar, I've been working on learning that song you've been dying to sing. About weddings and rings. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. But this song's all you. Pleading my case with the bro at the door. Buddy, I know we've been through this before. You can't let me go in, but if I wait outside, will you give her a message for me? Tell her, oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. I'll bring my guitar, I've been working on learning that song you've been dying to sing. About weddings and rings. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. But this song's all you.
You're listening to Red Barn Radio. If you're just tuning in, I'm Brad Becker, and we have Tyler Childers here with us this evening, and we are all having a great time. Tyler, do you have a particular attachment to that instrument?
No, I don't really have an attachment other than it's the only one I've got with an input in it, so I need to be pretty attached to it to play out.
We were talking before the break about an English teacher you had when you were, I think you were saying it was when you were a senior in high school.
Yeah.
And this was a teacher who turned you on to some Kentucky writers, Silas House and others. Do you read a lot?
Try to.
Yeah.
When I'm on the road by myself, it's not so hard to find the time because there's a lot of time to kill. But more and more I've been playing with the band, five rowdy guys in a van together, and it can be hard to find time. So,
some musicians say that it's hard for them to read because they have so much music in their head. Do you feel like you have more music in your head or more words in your head?
It's hard telling what's in my head, man. I look around, it's a lot of bare space.
Well, let's just say tonight.
I would say here lately it's been words, and then they fall together and make songs in time.
Your words make really great short stories, and I feel like sometimes two lines into your song, and I already know who the character is and what hurts, you know?
I appreciate that.
Yeah. What have you learned from some of your favorite writers?
I like a lot of stream of consciousness stuff. Just people saying what they feel at that moment and not really apologizing for it or thinking on it too much and making it flowery or whatnot. They just say what they feel. And there's a lot of honesty in that and genuineness that you don't get with something that people work on for a long time or like beat their heads over. You know, if you have to work at it really hard, then it's not very genuine and then it's not really truthful, is it? You know. And that was a big lesson I learned early from reading, you know, Kerouac and Ken Kesey and those kind of fellas. Just from songwriters that I followed over time and Appalachian writers that I've followed, and a fella named Donald Ray Pollock, and from over in Ohio, and Frank Beale, just writing what you feel and not really worrying about the rest, because if you were supposed to worry about it, you'd feel it.
Huh.
Up in your nephew's room, playing on his cousin's guitar, I wrote a song for you. You have done dove off with everything I need, my box and my tumbleweed. I picked it up on the way to Flagstaff years ago. I was hanging on to everything you had the grace to show. You were young and you were hungry. Lord knows I was hungry too. We were both flat out starving for something worthwhile to lose. You were my bread and I was your honey. Up against the dark red wine, trying to hold on to the lovely through the bitter of our times. Looking over the hill at lights of your hometown, I wrote a song for you. Thinking of the way we met, a girl home from school and a boy just passing through. I got a job as a cut man at a house just down the road. I'd never been to town before and I didn't know a soul. I was young and I was hungry. Lord knows you were hungry too. We were both flat out starving, something worthwhile to lose. You were my bread and I was your honey up against a dark red wine, trying to hold on to the lovely through the bitter of our times. Agate white wedding dress, turquoise on your ring, upright bass and violin as you walked the aisle to me. I was young and I was hungry. Lord knows you were hungry too. We were both flat out starving, something worthwhile to lose. You were my bread and I was your honey, up against a dark red wine, trying to hold on to the lovely through the bitter of our time.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
In the couple of the authors that you just mentioned, I think I'm familiar with Frank Bell. No. Do you find yourself drawn to fiction that's on the darker side?
You know, it's like the weather, it changes. Sometimes and sometimes not.
Yeah.
Sometimes more lighthearted things and whatever I feel like.
Yeah,
at that moment.
You said you got into that idea that you try not to be so cautious about what you write. Do you have some songs that you've really labored over and that have just gotten your goad and that you had to put away for a while?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, songwriting's a lot like some people's faith. And in order for your faith to continue to be strong, it always needs to be changing. And in order for you to become a stronger songwriter, it constantly needs to be changing. If you keep on doing the same thing over and over again, then... You know, not really trying. And a lot of times, it seems like the things that I'm the most proud of didn't take too awful long to come about because they just honestly how I felt at that moment. But there are other times where there's things that just, at that moment, I just really don't know how to explain it. And it has to sit for a minute. I got a good buddy from West Virginia, John R. Miller. I was talking to him one night about songwriting, and he was like, you have to write all of them, even the bad ones, and even the ones that take a long time. I took that to heart. I'll keep stuff on voice memos and stuff that I'll record just halves and thirds of, and the rest will come if it's supposed to.
Usually lyric?
Yeah, usually lyrics, or I'll just put my voice memo on and play my guitar and mumble over it. So.
Is there a song that you've written that you found has been particularly resonant with a lot of people?
I get a lot of questions about Virgie, Folly to Virgie. Everybody that grew up has a buddy that, you know, had a group of buddies, and they had that one older person that meant a lot in their group, you know, looked after them, kind of a mama bear.
Yeah.
And so it's relatable, I feel like, to a lot of people.
Shoveling in the overhangs, sifting off most of my days for a B-1 bomber that'll blow your mind. Listen for the sound of glass, hunting someone else's nap from a B-1 bomber from a Flint nap time. Then all of a sudden, I'm watching it leave off the ground and in Hawkeye's pocket. Squashed biscuits and a broke leg stream, flying saucers in my hunting dreams. And in the center of the shuttle, I can hear a banjo break. Happens every now and then. If you're lucky, they will let you in. If you show on time and show up straight. And as the walkway's folding, getting ready to leave, Hawkeye waves goodbye inside, smiling. Knee high to a cricket and younger than me, covered up in fancy rocks and relics. Wit sharper than a green flint spear, hits hard enough to fall a deer. Oh dear, I swear I fell, it's true. Lips of imperial red, rock of ages in my riverbed. I have no earthly jewels for you. Coming home empty-handed, but I finally see I'm covered up in fancy rocks and relics.
Thank you very much. Some of my songs, I'm not playing any tonight. Some of them talk about stereotypical things that people oftentimes will try to poke fun of or make jokes about. From my cultural perspective, when I look at stereotypes that people have of me and my people, you know, those stereotypes will have a grain of truth sometimes, but they've been blown out into a caricature, you know. And so I try to embrace things we're not so proud of, but do happen. You know, it's part of us, and everybody's got ugly parts, and everybody's got good parts. And so I try to talk about those sometimes, more in a lighthearted, kind of joking way. And then at the same time, though, for all our faults, good people, salt of the earth, honest, good family values. I feel very blessed, come from where I came from.
I'm a stone's throw from the mill, and I'm a good walk to the river. When my working day is over, we'll go swim our cares away. Put your toes down in the water, and a smile across your face, and tell me that you love me, lovely Lady May. Now I ain't the sharpest chisel that your hands have ever held. Darling, I could love you well till the roll's called on high. I've seen my share of trouble, and I've held my weight in shame. But I'm baptized in your name, love. Lady May. Lord, the wind can leave you shivering as it waltzes o'er the leaves. It's been rushing through my timber till your love brought on the spring. Now the mountains all are blushing, and they don't know what to say. except a good long line of praises for my lovely lady May. Now I ain't the toughest hickory that your axe has ever felled, but I'm a hickory just as well. I'm a hickory all the same. I came crashing through the forest as you cut my roots away, and I fell a good long ways for my lovely lady May. Our love was amazing, but your daddy went crazy when he found out the news that you was running with me. I can't say that I blame him, 'cause the boy raised in Blaine ain't got good intentions from what he can see. With a handful of shells and a head full of heat, he was headed my way when you called to tell me there wasn't much I could do. I had to get out of town. I didn't take me no clothes, I just loaded my hound, and I'm going to Louisiana. I'll be back soon to fetch you when your schooling is over and the summer draws nigh, and I'm hoping, I'm praying that you will be waiting for me to take you away and to make you my bride. Well, the women, they came, and the women, they went. The money was earned, and the money was spent. And I was down in the bayous, just trying to find peace. But this fire that we started kept working on me. So I'm going to Louisiana. I'll be back soon to fetch you when your schooling is over and the summer draws nigh, and I'm hoping, I'm praying you will be waiting for me to take you away and to make you my bride.
I'd like to thank our guest, Tyler, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, we thank all of you in our studio audience. Thank you all so much for coming tonight and for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, striving to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region in the South. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Let's welcome back Tyler. Can you play one more for us?
Absolutely.
All right. Tyler Childers.
In the twilight glow, I see them. Eyes crying in the rain. When we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love. eyes crying in the rain. Now my hair is turning silver. All my life I've loved in vain. I can see your star in heaven, blue eyes crying in the rain. Someday when me up yonder, we'll stroll hand in hand again in that land that shows no parting, blue eyes crying in the rain, blue eyes crying in the rain.
Guys, thanks so much for coming out. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Tyler Childers for being with us tonight. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Trails End Life is Red Barn Radio's video producer. Trails End is on the web at trailsendlife.com. Red Barn Radio is produced and directed by Ed Commons. Our associate producer is Brad Becker, who also hosts our program. We thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find dates and times and more information at redbarnradio.com. And you can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio playout theme was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at the same time with the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.